And this is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University has received a prestigious recognition from the League of American Bicyclists. The university is now a silver-level bicycle-friendly university. Associate Vice Chancellor for Marketing and Communications at Arkansas State, Dr. Bill Smith, tells about the designation and what it means to the university.
Well, the League of American Bicyclists, which is the oldest and one of the largest national advocacy groups for cycling in America, the League of American Bicyclists goes back to the 19th century. They created a program in which they like to recognize communities, businesses, and yes, universities as being bicycle friendly. You have to go by what they call their five E's, you know, like engineering and education and environment and other details. So it's a broad-based award in which they look at every aspect of your campus. Are you doing things to encourage bicycle usage? There's another one of the E's. Are you creating things like our path system, the PAC paths? Are you providing enforcement, like having training for your public service officers on how to work with bicycles? Do you have complete street policy, which as an institution, you know, universities really don't have that, but functionally we kind of have an understanding that transportation is approached as moving people. And so that could be walking, that could be bicycling, and then the health aspects, of course. You know, having this PAC path trail system on campus allows our faculty, students, and staff the opportunity to get out and exercise, maybe at lunch, or use those pathways to get back and forth from residence halls if you're a student living on campus.
So let's go back for just a second. How did the university decide and start the process of doing this, but way of being more bicycle friendly? And then why did they see that as being something important?
You know, there's been a core of people on campus working toward this for some time. You know, when you had the decision made years and years and years ago to not have roads running through the center of campus and create a pedestrian core like most universities in America now, that's your first step in that direction. You know, we see the generation that's coming to campus, whether it's ours or anyone else's, viewing their transportation differently than other generations. This is quite literally the ride-sharing generation. They're looking for car share, bike share, public transportation, and they're very much in tune with what today would be called this work, play, live interchange. They want to be in a mixed mode situation where, you know, I have an apartment that I live in, I could walk to my job, I could walk to a restaurant, I could walk to entertainment. And you see more and more cities building towards that. So it's in our own interest as a university to have a campus setting that encourages that type of student to come here. So, you know, there were built environment things that were already happening. There's the current generation of students coming to campus that want this type of infrastructure. And then it gives us an opportunity to just have, you know, a little bit of an advantage over the other schools in the state of Arkansas.
Right, because this is the first university in the state to be able to achieve this status.
That's correct. In 2014, we were named bicycle-friendly university and the first in the state, and we were at the bronze level. So every 4 years, that's another thing about this program, it keeps you on your toes. You have to continue your projects and continue to move forward. We were very pleased that in our first review window, so this is 4 years later now, we've been elevated to silver status, in part because of the things that we have done on campus, like the new trail along the west side of campus with that bridge across the creek and some other improvements. And then the commitments that the university has made toward things like bicycle safety in the community. You know, some of our university staff participated in a safety clinic for residents of North Jonesboro during the summer. We've been sponsoring one of the larger bike rides throughout the region, which knits together our most of our heritage sites at the Tour de Sunken Land. So Arkansas State's had a strong presence in the bicycle community for some time, and with this elevation to silver status, there's only 59 universities in the country that have bicycle-friendly silver status.
Bill Smith joining us here on A-State Connections on KASU. The pack paths are awesome. Tell us about the pack paths. As it literally, you're just going all around campus with those. Tell us about that.
Correct. And pack in this case stands for pedestrian and cyclist, PAC, paths. And many of them are the same paths that would be used if, say, we had an emergency vehicle that had to get in the middle of the campus. So they're 12 feet wide. They're marked with a share the road arrow, called a sharrow. And that's where we know there's the width for cyclists and walkers to mix. The thing that we stress with everyone on campus is, you know, think of the pack paths as your highway that gets you between buildings, but you shouldn't be on a 6-foot sidewalk with your bicycle. You know, park your bike and walk the last few steps into the building.
Mm-hmm. Right. So with this, I know this is something you're extremely excited about because not only are you an avid cyclist on campus, but also in the community as well. And I would imagine that this kind of thing is great because it helps with recruitment and also recruitment of students, faculty and staff, and probably also retaining and bringing them into the Jonesboro area.
You know, I don't think people have a full appreciation of how many employees at Arkansas State ride to work every day. You know, there's some like myself that do every day. I rode to work today. I rode to work to this over to you on this interview across the pack pass. But we have faculty and staff that live in a decent distance from campus that ride in every day and sometimes only on the prettier days. But there are more and more people that are using bicycles transportationally, not just as an exercise vehicle or a recreational vehicle. It's how a lot of people get around this town.
365 days a year.
Absolutely. I ride to every football game on the bike.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds great. So with this, once again, this is a fantastic way to be able to do that. And I would imagine that as we talked a little bit about this earlier, but as you look at the recruitment of students in the future, in this current generation that we're in, how does this status help, you know, put Arkansas State University kind of in that, you know, in that higher notch to, yeah, this is just one of the things we want to do to be able to come to Arkansas State?
I think it gives us an opportunity to be recognized with a potential student to know that we care about the lifestyle that they may be interested in. And it is that multimodal way of getting around. I might want to use the bike to get across campus. I may want to use Uber to go downtown. I may want to get on a bus from here to Memphis to get on an airplane. You know, the interesting thing that we discovered, and this is one of the factors that led to getting more serious about this, the current generation is the first generation in American history to have fewer driver's licenses on percentage than their predecessor. So let that sink in for a moment. The students that are coming to campus are less interested in even having their driver's license than their parents or their grandparents.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Well, that's one of those statistical markers that you really can't deny in this whole, well, is this positive for the schools? You know, what's the investment? What's the return? Well, there's a number you can't argue with that speaks to there's something there about how this generation wants to move about.
And also, Arkansas State has provided the VO ride, and you all have the partnership with that. How's that been going so far?
You know, they've launched and done extremely well. It's our second bike share service. We were the first university in the state of Arkansas to provide bike share.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the course of the first year with the company we were with, we discovered some things that we thought we could make an upgrade. And everyone that's had the chance to use the VO rides, aside from the fact that they are decked out in scarlet and black, which people like, people really do like, they're just a better vehicle. The app has some functions that the other companies don't offer, and we're just really pleased with how that rollout has gone this fall.
Fantastic. Bill, we appreciate you coming in and talking about this. I know you're extremely proud of the university in that. And before I let you run, anything else you would like to add about this, please?
You know, I think the fact that Arkansas State is taking leadership in something as important to the future of our community as encouraging active transportation. You know, we've got things that people need to consider in our future, you know, in our quality of life. And you hear a lot of this in the community. We were talking earlier about some of the folks that, you know, are encouraging this area to become more in tune with the quality of life aspects that we see in other cities. And our role in this is to be a leader and to help guide forward not just our campus, but our entire region as we look toward a more active lifestyle that impacts so many things. It impacts our health care. It impacts our ability to enjoy the quality of life that we have here in Northeast Arkansas.
And I imagine as we keep talking about like the downtown corridor and how we can bridge the university to the community and all that, bicycling, and this is a huge part, I would think a huge component in this, in the transportation and the mobility across Jonesboro.
You know, that is one of the things that you see in the city's new plan that they are working on adopting is the desire to reach across some of the barriers. You know, we have railroad tracks just to our south. There's the interstate that cuts through the middle of town. And as we make it easier for people to not just ride a bike, but also to walk and to exercise, we're encouraging that quality of life that I know, you know, our business community wants to see us have, because that allows them to recruit better talent. You know, recruiting is not just at the university. Recruiting is also at our industrial base here.
And that's Dr. Bill Smith. He's the Associate Vice Chancellor for Marketing and Communications at Arkansas State University. You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU.